concerning the status of an one and the 2 days in the Yerushalmi, as to why it is that an one is also about Siyas HaMitzvah, Kvodo Shomei, the Yisam HaSo. Nafkamina, the Rosh explains that Yisam HaMitzvah, Yisam HaSo. According to the reason of Ein Lamit, Yisam HaSo doesn't apply. According to the reason of Kvodo Shomei, it still applies. So it's not, passion is not resolved. So the Korban and Sanofim, perhaps it is resolved, but the passion to Rabbi Yosef Beferish is not resolved. We don't find an explicit reason to say it's Makaris, it's an unresolved Shaila. So the Mechaber says, we go to Chumrah, in what sense? Don't do the mitzvah. Now we ask the question, after yesterday's Shia, after you call that a Chumrah? In all lives, that Chumrah to do mitzvah. A Chumrah not to do mitzvah. Especially since we're talking mitzvah d'oraisa, such as Kriya Shema, for example, Birchas HaMazon, and the entire Isser that we're discussing over here is an Isser d'Rabbanan, all the Mepharshim agree. It's the Rabbana. So why did the Shulchan Aruch decide that these mitzvahs should not be done? That's the question. This is my original question in this context. The Stei Chemed in Chidush HaMananim has asked a similar question in a different context. I don't know if you got to the context yet. If you saw the Maram HaKomis later on, as a Pesachei Tshuva, quote a Noda B'Yehuda, who quotes the Hagos Maimini, that is on the Maram HaKomis, Hagos Maimini Chos Ovel, Perk Dalos Ozvov, was a certain suffix. We'll get to later what the suffix is and how the Noda B'Yehuda understood the suffix. But the Noda B'Yehuda Paskin, assuming he's shot in the suffix, he should not do the mitzvah. He has to say, Chemed, that's the way you machriya suffix. If we're in doubt whether the Chiyah mitzvah or not, you should do the mitzvah. Because on the one hand, you have a suffix, you said the Rabbana. Another suffix mitzvah d'oraisa. So this is so that I told you, my kasha, is the yisod in a different context than the seichemet. Okay. So my answer to this question is based on the following. I tie it to you, Rabbosai, that an onen is certainly potter min mitzvahs. Period. No question about it. It has nothing at all to do with kvodo shomei, yisam ato, your potter and ganser. My source is at first a Yerushalmi, cited by Tosfos in Masechta Brachos. Yedayin Amidbeis. Yerushalmi Mefarish Tam Amar Avun Siv Leman Tizkar Kol Yom Echayecha Yom Mishata Osek B'chayim V'lo Yom Mishata Osek B'meisim. A new drasha. Presumably not Smachta, but still, the Yisod is Yom Mishata Osek B'chayim V'lo Mishata Osek B'meisim. This Shabbos is the source of the Ptur Mitzvah. Therefore, every own name is Potter min HaMitzvah, period. Potter. And we know what it really means. It's pure to the mitzvah. So Rashi explains that not only are you Potter at the particular moment that you're doing this or doing that, even if you're doing nothing, you're preoccupied the entire day. It's called Yom HaMishata Osek B'Meisim. The whole day is designated as a day in which you're devoted completely to taking care of Tzorchei HaMeis. And on that day, you're Potter mikol HaMitzvah. Period. Potter and Mikol HaMitzvah. Okay. Therefore, let's say you hold the Svar of Yesh Lamish Yisam HaSol. Right? Fresh Shama Ein Lamish Yisam HaSol. And I have Yesh Mish Yisam HaSol. You're Potter anyway. Take a look in the Lush of the Rosh. I think it's much more clear that I'm right. Look in the Rosh, please. The one that we saw yesterday. Simen, what? Nun Dalit, correct? Nun Dalit. The Russian Simon Nundalit, what does he say? He begins by saying that there exists a din, that onen is potter min HaMitzvah. According to Rashi, it's only a psur. It says Rashi is wrong, it's an isser as well. And he quotes to the Pharisee, Yerushalmi, to the effect that it is usser. And what is the reason why it is usser? These two reasons. What are the two reasons? Either kvod ha-meis, or she'ein lo v'she'yisa maso. Okay? That's a dispute whether it's usur or not usur. But certainly it's going to be potter. We have one major problem. Major problem, a major league problem. It's against the Yerushalmi l'chora. What did Yerushalmi say over here? V'atanya potter b'tchiyah shofar. What kind of kasha is that? Potter. That's not under discussion. He's certainly potter. The whole discussion here in the Yerushalmi in the 2 days is whether it's usur or not usur. What do you mean me arrive from potter? That was a bombshell kasha that we asked. Yes, the Chazon Ish is the kasha. So here is my answer. A distinction, Rabotai, between Shabbos and Yom Tov on one hand and Chol on the other hand. Based on what I told you before. A Yom Chol, through which a person is Rachman and Islam on the Onay, that's Yom Mimashat the Ozum the Mesa. That whole day, the day of Esek B'Mesek. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't say it's a Yom Shata Osek B'Mesek. Shabbos and Yom Tov are Asurim B'Malacha. So therefore, it's impossible to explain the Ptur of Tkiyat Shofar based on the Drasha of Yom Mishat Kol Yom Echayecha, Yom Mishat Osek B'Chayim, Shlo Yom Mishat Osek B'Mesek. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's similarly impossible to understand the Yerushalmi, excuse me, the Din of Potter B'Tchiyah Shofar and Yerushalmi, that Braita has quoted, Vatanya, in terms of Yitza Matzov, because the Gemara says, at least at this point, they got to the Machshichin, that story, that there's no Matzov on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, we're left with only one conclusion. The reason for both the Ptur and the Yitzer must be Kvod Oshomei. So come to like this on both sides. On a Yom Chol, you're certainly potter. The whole Sharon Yerushalmi is why is there an Isser? With an Afkamina, is there an Isser or no Isser? But a Ptur certainly exists. It's only on Shabbos and Yom Tov that it's double or nothing. Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is no Ptur of Yom Mishat to also be Mason. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's one extreme or the other. And then with the Yerushalmi had a right to ask a question, Vatanya Potter Mitzkiya Shofar, because the Ptur of Tkiya Shofar cannot possibly be based on Yom Mishat Osim Mason, and it can't be based on Masam Yitzam Masol. It must be a right to the sheet of Kvod Oshomeis. But in a plain weekday, the old Shalom Yerushalmi is Lushan implies is whether it's what the reason for the Yitzir is. The Ptur certainly exists. Now you understand the Ptaka of the Shulchan Aruch. Why is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that it's Osir? Mishum Kvodo Shomeis, the Chumrah, I am taking a chance on your Mevatel, the Mitzvah Tasei, the Doraisa, your Chayavin, the answer is forget about Chiyuv. There's no Chiyuv, for sure there's no Chiyuv. Why? Yom HaShat Osir B'Mesin. Only a question of why it's Osir. So therefore the Rishon went and attacked the Chumrah and said, listen, don't do this Mitzvah because you're not Chayav for sure, you want to volunteer. Not Kedai to volunteer because according to one day in Yerushalmi, you're doing Israel volunteering. That's how I answer the question. Yes, what's your question?
Is it possible that it can be Yom Shabbat because you're going to think about or getting prepared to go walk to somewhere?
So let's leave out this. That's the last 10 minutes. Let's leave it out. The Tchum is 1 kilometer. It takes you to walk 10 minutes to the end of the Tchum. I've got a full answer because it depends on the city you live in. But whatever it is, it's only until the end of the day. And it's not an ASIC as such anyway. Yes? No. My whole point is, it's the definition of the day. The day in which a person never lost a relative until the Kippur, that day is defined as Yom Shata Osek V'Meitzman Patterson. I happen to, so what did I do? Instead of Nebuch, X lost a relative, and X is so overwhelmed and overwrought and beyond his capacity, he asks Y to help him out. And Y takes the lead role, his friend Y, to do what has to be done. It's still a Yom Mishat the Mason for X, so instead of doing it with his own hands, the Shlucha Kamos, so he got Y to help him out. It's still a Yom Mishat the Osir B'Mason. There may be an exception to Katofim, we'll get to that later. That's the question we have to treat later on. Okay, Rabotai. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov based on our Gemara, that Yechayev b'chol mitzvah samurot b'torah. Right? So before we sit to the Gemara, Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Chaya B'chav Mitzvah Mors Basara, quoted in Shulchan Aruch twice, in Yerodeah Shin Mem Aleph, and in Aruch Chayim, Simen Ayin Aleph. Okay. What do you do with the Yerushalmi that says, Potter Mitkiya Shofar? What do you do? So we saw the possibility, which talks about the brachas, that the machloket Bavli in the Yerushalmi, that the machloket in the Yerushalmi itself, and we paskin like the Sefer, like the Bavli, at the Chayev, the Mitzvah on Shabbat V'yontif, as opposed to the first day in the Yerushalmi, at the Potter Mitkiya Shofar. That's the reset. It's against the Rosh's Maskana. The Rosh's Maskana says, no, you're only Potter Mitkiya Shofar the last 10 minutes of Rosh Hashanah. Will you until now? A pretty big dohak, no putter. He had, I don't know, 12 hours to blow shofar. He's waiting for the last 10 minutes, some kind of Rebbe Shemaisa. And in that kind of case, it's putter Mitzkiya Shofar. So not exactly a glut of shot. I mean, most people in the world don't wait for 10 minutes before you intervene before Shkia start blowing shofar. So it's a little bit strange, no? But okay, the Rosh said so. The Rosh said so. The Rosh says, how the Katani putter Mitzkiya Shofar, had a Bishoshu Makshin. I don't know, maybe it's okay, could be. Anyway, but assuming the other pshat, the pshat of Tosis. Yes?
What's the definition of kosher?
We haven't got to that either, we'll get to that. Very important, that's an excellent question. A very important, we saw the Rosh definition.
Right.
The Rosh definition doesn't seem to fit in the Shabbos under either. That's the ayat of Gevaldig Akash. The Rosh says, look at the Rosh's Lashon. When the Rosh defines, Kvodo Shomeis, what did he say? Wait, I don't see it right now. The Li Nearest. That's what it starts? The Li Nearest. What, is it Simon Nundalis?
Yes.
The Li Nearest.
That's
6 lines up. 6 lines up. Oh, the Li Nearest. The Lokana. Where is it? They quote us from Ace. The line begins with Pnei. And they quote us from Ace. Now wait a second. So the Rush is very smart, because the Rush knows what he's going to say 2 lines later. Now what? No, we're about that. Now what? Now when does it say Potter Mitzkiya Shofar only refers to the last 10 minutes, when in fact you are being Mitzvah B'Tzorchei Ameis? But according to Shita Tosfos and many Rishonim, that say that the Machlokes is Bavli with Yerushalmi and the Asir and Yerushalmi. And we pass them, let's assume for the moment, that the entirety of Shabbat and the day which is Potter Mitzkiya Shofar is the day Acholekes and Machlokes. So the question I raise the Gevaldig Akasha, why does Yerushalmi say Potter Mitzkiya Shofar? Mishum Kvodo Shomeis, but Kvodo Shomeis means you're busy with Tzorchei Ameis, you're doing things. And according to these posts, we don't make a distinction between the last 10 minutes. They don't want to say, pump them into your show for the last 10 minutes. Come on! We all know it's supposed to blow shofar in the morning. So they don't understand, pump them into your show for the morning. What's the reason? Kvod HaShemes. What kind of Kvod HaShemes? What Kvod HaShemes? Where Kvod HaShemes? You can't do anything in Rosh Hashanah in the morning. Gevaldig Akash. Meiridig Akash. It's interesting that the Levush, well, I don't know Levush, I don't have a Levush here, but I have a Gevaldig Sefer called the Divrei Sofrim. It's unbelievable. 2 volumes of Hilchos Aveilos just came out, I think this year. Tav Shin Nun Tes, unbelievable. Tav Shin Nun Tes, a fresh Sefer by a great Talmud Chacham from Eretz Yisrael. It was Rabbi Yavrov. It's from other areas of Ribbis and Yichud. And there's a new one on Hilchos Aveilos. And he writes something from the Levush, something very interesting. He also quoted the same as the Shulchan Aruch. Very good thing to have. It goes straight. So in Simen Shin Mem Aleph, whoa. In Shin Mem Aleph, in Simen Shin Mem Aleph, there's a discussion of what it means, Kvodo Shomeis. And this is what he says. Quote Levush in Aruch Chaim Simen Ayin Aleph Kosa. He has over here a Divrei Sofrim that's like the Mishnah Berurah. He has an Emek Dover, that's like the Sharatian. He has a Birur Halacha, like the Bir Halacha. We changed the name, we had a race, so he's safe. Now, so in the Birur Halacha, in Simen Shin Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph, Divrei Masil Vafilu. Also the Bush and Arachayim Simon and Alpha says, Kvoda Shemais Hu, listen carefully. Shalom Yomru Meis Zek Kalu Bieno. Shalone. Velo Chored Al Misaso. Velo Nivhal. So the relative died, so what? I can still go on my merry way. Go on my way without any change in my daily pattern and schedule. That itself is considered to be some of a chesor and a pigiyah in the Kvod HaMeis. This kind of Kvod Levush could exist on Shabbos. What do you mean you go on? Well, what do you mean? Someone died in Friday afternoon, and the guy with his cold-blooded self makes Kiddush Friday night like every other Friday night. What? What? That's how you treat someone you never just lost a relative an hour ago on Friday afternoon, and now they're making Kiddush? What kind of relative are you? What kind of human being are you? That's how the Levush understands Kvod HaShomeis. Oh. Clearly, it would seem, to answer Aryeh's question, that this is against the Rosh, but this, the Levush, seems to be the only way that the Yerushalmi could have understood Kvod HaShomeis. When the Yerushalmi said, Tartim et Kiyah Shofar, assuming it means Rashan in the morning, you can't do anything. So why is Kvod HaShomeis, according to this day in the Yerushalmi, why is Kvod HaShomeis prevent you, prohibit you from involving yourself in the midst of Kiyah Shofar? The answer is, what do you mean? You're going to make it blow shofar today? Nebuch, just yesterday afternoon, your relative died. You should be so nivel and chorei. You shouldn't be able to have a cup, the yishuv adat, to get involved in the midst of Kiyah Shofar. Yes? Let's take a look. Okay. Rashi, Yudal, and Mazay. Remember, the Rashi is not really Rashi, so we have to discount a little bit. But okay, still a reason.
Yeah. So that the people who are looking will cry, and by crying they'll increase their clothes from it.
I got you. Okay, let's leave that aside for the moment. Let's go back. The Chazanish is the Gaval de Gakash. The first chazanish I mentioned to you was in Simon Tezvav Sivkot and Gimel. This one is from Simon Tezvav Sivkot and Dalit. Here's a song like this. Look, the Yerushalmi has a Sira Gluy and Mechaber. The Yerushalmi says the issue of Yesh Lo Mishi Yisra Matzo depends upon the two Tzadim of the Chakira. Of the Shaila. This is the Shaila having a rush. What's the reason for the issue? So, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Tzabosai at the Isser exists even if Yesh Lo Mishi Yisra Matzo. That means the Shulchan Aruch is fasting which reason what? No. Kvod HaShomeis. Frank Chazanish. How can the Yerushalmi say Yechayim and Mishis and Shabbat? How can the Shulchan Aruch say Yechayim and Mishis and Shabbat to the Yontif? But the Yerushalmi is beferish potim et kiyah shofar because of Kvod HaShomeis. So make up your mind, Shulchan Aruch. What are you passing like? If you're passing the reason of Yisra Matzo, you should say Yesh Lo Mishi Yisra Matzo is Elamai is saying it's off to the Zumitz. If you're passing Kvod HaShomeis, but the Yisham is Mufurush, but Tanya Potem is Kiyah Shofar, because of the reason of Kvod HaShomeis, so the Mechaber should paskin that the Mitzvahs do not apply, the Yisham of the Zumitz, even on Shabbos. That's the Chazan Ish's Kasha, the Tzorach Iyun. So here's my terrace, Rabotai. The Yishami's Raya is only one, is a halfway Raya. Listen very carefully. The Yerushalmi is trying to show from the fact that there exists a day of Potem Mitzkiyah Shofar, it has to accord with the view of Kvod HaShomeis. It cannot work with the view of Yesh Lo Mishi Yisra Matzo. There is no Matzo. But if you say Kvod HaShomeis, then it's possible to say Rabotai. It's possible to say that Potem Mitzkiyah Shofar and even also Mitzkiyah Shofar. Why? You'll have the Levush's definition of what it means, Kvod HaShomeis, and therefore you're not Nivol, you're not Chorej, it should apply even B'Shav, Pesu Yontif, but you can't do anything. Nonetheless, Rabotai, we can understand Kvod HaShomeis differently, it's a Rosh seems to understand. It's a bizarre for the Meis if you are going to go about your business and not focus on doing what you can be doing. I ask as a friend, why? Why is the tzaddik going to do it for him? That's kufa chutzpah. Ah, chutzpah you have. Can you imagine this guy? Say, listen to me. I didn't learn my daf yomi yesterday. So like you do me a favor. Let me go learn daf yomi, and you take care of my brother. Ah, chutzpah. He's your brother, not his brother. Let him learn daf yomi, and you take care of your brother. That group is a bizarre and covered mace for you to what we call, I'll designate somebody else to do it for me. That's not the right thing to do. Do it yourself to show the covered mace. Oh, but if that's the case, on Shabbos and Yom you cannot do anything, then the covered mace doesn't exist. So therefore, to repeat, Kvodo Shemes can be understood in two different ways. The Yerushalmi was trying to prove one way or the other, Kvodo Shemes or Yisrael Maso was trying to demonstrate that from the fact that there exists a shita that says, Potem, it's Kiyah Shofar, this proves conclusively the reason must be Kvodo Shemes. But the fact that the reason Kvodo Shemes does not prove conclusively, they have Potem, it's Kiyah Shofar. You can reinterpret Kvodo Shemes as the Rosh does. You're not doing something that you should be doing, not like the Levush does. So therefore, these the Shofanav will say, yes, you Yerushalmi started off by thinking the learning the Levush's trap in Kvodo Shemes, according to which you put the Mitzkiya Shofar and also Mitzkiya Shofar. But the Maskara say Yerushalmi, according to the Pesach of the Bavli, yes, the reason is Kvodo Shemes, but Kvodo Shemes the way the Rosh understood it, and therefore on Shabbos and Yom Tov it doesn't apply, and therefore it's like the Chayev Shofar u'b'chol amitz. It's all according to the Yerushalmi Tosfos, who never dreamt of the Rosh's answer the last 10 minutes is different than Shofar's last 10 minutes. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, however, does quote the Rosh and say in the last 10 minutes, you are in fact potem and amitz. This is not as Tosfos says in Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, but there's no Machlokas in Shalom HaYisrael. But there's a big problem. There's a big problem. Tosfos and Brachos also thought of this teretz. They thought of this teretz. It wasn't the Rosh only who was the first person to think of this teretz, that the last 10 minutes is different. When Tosfos suggests it over here, they quote from Rabbeinu Nisano. Rabbeinu Nisano, Rabbi Nisano, hey Omer, Devshel Yashro, Devada, Yim Dato, Lahakshin, Alat Kum, Oz Yesh Lenu Loma, the Torah, Lahakshin, Bein Rasho, Levarech. I will be safe for my Rabbeinu, Ain Dato, Lahakshin, Alat Kum. He doesn't go into the last 10 minutes versus the first 12 hours, rather, he goes into the question of Da'at al-Hakshik versus Ein Da'at al-Hakshik, presumably even within the last 10 minutes. You're not going to say Da'at al-Hakshik to your potter at 9 o'clock in the morning. But then he gets the line. Umiyu haitayma lo shayach letama de mishim kvodo. Whoa! Says Rabbi Nisano. That this distinction between Makshik and not Makshik makes perfect sense according to the day of Yisamaso. The first 12 hours of the day, you can hear the shofar because there's no matzah, because you're not going anywhere. And the last half hour, when you can go to the tchum, that's when there is suddenly a matzah thrust upon you, a burden thrust upon your shoulders. Now you're potter and probably also from shofar as well. Now we have we can ask the Chazanish Kasha in a different form. If Tosfos is correct, that this whole distinction of the last 10 minutes versus the rest of the day, that's the hachshas, not the hachshas, only makes sense. The man the Omer of what? Of Yisra Maso, how can the Shulchan Aruch pass in this distinction? But we already said earlier that the Shulchan Aruch is passing the reason of what? Of Kvodo Shomeis. And he asks you b'mitzvahs even if you have Yesh L'mish Yisra Maso. Here I believe is the answer. The answer is as follows. Kvodo Shomeis is, if you're doing mitzvahs at a time when Kvod HaMeis demands that you should take care of the Meis, that itself is the biggest design. That's a terrible design. A terrible design. Why is it a design? Ah, chutzpah. You want to learn daf yomi, you want to put on tefillin, where you should be taking care of the mace, let someone else take it, that's a chutzpah. But that's only true, Rabbi Oshai, during the weekdays. Only true during the weekdays. But, on Shabbos and Yom, even though I have the ability on Shabbos to run to the border before dark, border of the tchum, I have the ability on Yontif to hire a goy to help me out with Tzorach HaMeis. If I choose not to do so, this is not construed as a design of Kavod HaMeis. No. We have our rules. We have Shabbos and Yontif. We know how many people cut corners in Shabbos and Yontif. And our Rabbanim keep saying, don't cut corners, don't cut corners. Shabbos begins, bring it in early, bring it out late. Don't cut corners. The fact that a person chooses not to cut the corners of Shabbos should not be viewed as a bizoyan in Kavod HaMeis. He just wants to keep Shabbos from the beginning to the end without any chokhmas. That's not considered a bizoyan to cover them. So therefore, we're not going to say that it's also to do mitzvahs on Shabbos, Yontif at the end, and Shabbos last 10 minutes, but also, or Yontif because you have to get a goy. No! If you choose to keep Shabbos, Yontif, Kilchosim, Kedas, and Kedin with no cutting corners, that's certainly a proper thing to do, and it's not considered to be done to cover the mitzvah. On the other hand, if you are going to decide to do something in the last 10 minutes and run to the border, then you are not allowed to do mitzvahs. Why not? Not because of Kvod HaShemes. No. Of Kvod HaShemes, you should have stayed in the shtibul until sunset or until safe because you're not supposed to cut corners. But you have chosen to undertake the burden of this mace earlier than Shkia, and you have the right to do it with the Machshachalat Kuv for Tzorach Mitzvah. So then the reason that Yisrael Masol kicks in, as the Tosa says, and therefore you would be potter and presumably also the mitzvah if you've undertaken this burden. Oh, so now we understand very well. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin at the Bayah of the Yerushalayim was not resolved completely. So therefore, on Shabbos and Yontif, when you're doing taking care of Torchei Hameis, it's also to do mitzvah, not because of Kvodo, because of Yisrael Masol. Although we said the Yibai is lower Shita, we have to go to Chumrah both ways. Normally, in every normal circumstance, the Chumrah we call it to ask you for mitzvahs is the Shita of whole Kvod HaShemes. Here's a new wrinkle, that the Chumrah is the Shita of Yisrael Masol in those last 10 minutes of Shabbos. So now all the questions are answered, Baruch Hashem. Okay, any questions that you have? Okay, now I return to pay up my harvest from yesterday. I made a few references to the others. So not to take chas from a negative connotation, others. The main shita, the main thrust in a Hilchos Aninus that we generally like to accept is that Aninus L'chud V'Avelus L'chud have nothing to do with one another, and Aninus is simply a matter of Kvod HaShomeis and Shema Yimashech has nothing to do with Avelus whatsoever. We already pointed out yesterday. So it's talking about Chalamayid. Chalamayid, Nimachadish, that there is Aninus. And they tie it into the Mace Batisa. We explain, they're trying to point out in both directions, the converse as well, that Aninus has nothing to do with Avelus. You have a case where there is Aninus and no Avelus, namely Chol HaMoed. You have a case where there is no Aninus, even though it's not a Yontif for a Shabbos, because you just can't get out of jail, or the Mace can't get out of jail. That's what Tosis is driving at. However, if you open up your big Shulchan Aruch, the back, to the Imre Baruch, that I asked you to see, of course, a very, very important smack. Every regular Shulchan Aruch, I believe, has it. Am I correct? If you all see it in the back of your various editions, I think it's a standard thing. Barney is another matter, but I think it's in the back of every Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Avelus, this is the information you'll show us in the back. After the end of Hilchos Avelus is in Simon Tov Gimel, regular Hilchos Avelus ends the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see something which looks like a Shulchan Aruch. I wonder what's going on over here. Starting all over again? So it says over here on the top of the first page, Chidushim, Ebeyurim, Yichos Kriyon, Avelus, Niagoyin, Ebefrayim, Zalom, Agolius. One of the Gedolei Hador wrote his own version. He wrote the inside, he wrote the outside. He wrote the Tznim, he wrote the Perish as well. Okay, that's the first thing which comes after the Shulchan Aruch. Very important dinner there, which we will be consulting. Then you have all kinds of other things. Lekar HaKemach, I have a Tosefer Shabbos, Levush of Strad, Imre Baruch, I found it. Okay, so it's a few pages after the Shulchan Aruch, and in this particular edition, the Imre Baruch that we're looking for in Hilchos Avelus is on page 400 and... one second. I lost it. 430. 430. Do you have the same page as I have? No. You have, well, just keep counting pages. After you finish of a crime, all of my goal is to be your in. If you turn the page 12 times, you'll get to where I am. Okay? It says, Hilchos Aninus V'Avelus. Big bold print at the towards the end of the first column. Does this follow? He quotes the Ramah, who discusses the issue of whether an onein, in point of fact, is bound by all the restrictions of avel. The Ramah says yes. The Yeshav is the last four lines. The Yeshav the also be rechitza. The Ramah passes the chumra that an onein against the Ramah that an onein is not permitted to wash. So he says, Yimkein Otter B'Torah. So an onein shouldn't be allowed to study Torah either. He calls the Magen Avraham. Zezel is shown at Smak. Smak is a Rishon. B'yontze b'chalamoyed v'shabiz ein aninus. Whoa! Whoa! What word should you jump at? Chalamoyed. We saw Tyson says that chalamoyed, there is aninus. The smack says there's no aninus. There's no aninus. Avol dvarim shebet sinanoe. Kriyas ha-Torah shal... The Kriyas ha-Torah shal sinahein. Etc. So what's he passing? An amazing sack. That there is no aninus. But there is avelus of dvarim shebet sinah. What emerges clearly from the smack? Smack is a rishon, one of the gedolei rishonim. What's clear from this mark? No, about the what? That aninus relates very strongly to what? Avelus. On a day where there's no avelus, there can be no aninus. What can there be? There can be the isurim bitzina. Right? So he's also b'talmud Torah. He's also b'rechita. Now this is what I call the others. And we'll see this sheet is not just a smack, but it's also found its way a little bit into the standard Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch. Let's try to demonstrate that. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Purim, in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Vov, Siv Zayin. I asked you to see on the Mara Makomos, although I got a few of the broken Mogan Avram, was not exactly accurate, I apologize. Yesh mi sha'omer, sha'onein mutta v'bosa v'yayin, on Purim. Why? It's an essay of the Divrei Kabbalah, Mishnah v'simcha. There are more discussions of the question of Mikra Megillah, Tfilah, Kriyashma, Abalayla, Abayom. You're going to do the Kfura, you're not going to do the Kfura. Frank the Mogan Avram, Akasha, he doesn't understand what it's all about. He says, Purim is Mutter B'Malacha. If Purim is Mutter B'Malacha, so you should be Chaya, you should have all the status of Aninus. Right? So why shouldn't the Lord of Aninus be Chal? At least as far as Mitzvah is concerned. Right? Leave out the boss of Yain. At least as far as mitzvahs, I mean, an owner is part of the mitzvahs any day when you can do malacha. Why is it Yudalev? Why is not Purim Motzach Chol? Why is Ramah say Yechayev in the Megillah? That's the one I asked you to see. Yudalev. And he has no terror. Now, you already mentioned the idea of Yontav Sheni, Rabosai. Yontav Sheni was an interesting expression. Yontav Sheni Legabe Meis Kechol Shavu Rabonim. I told you I have a big Gemara with all the five Maseches. You can look it up. It's in the Sefer Beis. I think it's on the Avav. So the Gemara has this expression that they will matter you even for Yisroel to do Kvura on Yontav Sheni. It is quoted Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch as well. In Siman Arachayim, Siman Tov Kuf Mem Chet. This thing is quoted. Now, in Sif Hey. Yontav Sheni, who wrote to the Korban Bayom, Chal Olav Aninus. Didn't the Furish in Siman Tovkuf Memches Sif Hey? Says that Morgan Avram calling the Ma'aril in Siman Tovkuf Memches the night before. Not so simple. Ein Zerach Likvor Balayla. Oh, here's a Ma'amaka you all have in front of you in the Shach. Here in Simon Shinnem Aleph has caught the test of on the Mount of Chaimus. Let's see what he says to Shach. What did the Shach say? By the way, if you have a chance, I omitted Sifkat Hey in the Shach. You have a chance to look it up. In my focus to Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, we'll get to that a little bit later. What does it say over here? The Mechaber writes in Yoredeya, the Koshkan beyond the Shani Shubatma Yochal Lakarvo Shachala Olav Kol Dinani. This is we saw earlier quoted in Yoreh Chaim too. Okay. Quote to Maril, some of Darch Shmini Atzeres, he can say Kiddush, and he must be Yontif. What do you mean? What does that mean? You said the Farish in the Chabad, there is an Enos. Well, ain't an Enos not by Laila, Kim by Yo. He thinks no. The Dochak. He's a Dochak. He thinks the Shasti done Cholak al Yerushalmi, Uvacholinian and Avelis Nog beyond the Shani, I feel the Bayom. Because why? Ain Avelis the Yom. We pass like the Rosh. So the Lila is also the Kaddish. No, they're compromised. Who distinguishes their eyes says, no, Shara, says the Magen Avraham. No compromise. It's either there is or there isn't. It was depend upon this Shaila between, how do I say it? Us and the others. I didn't use that Lashon. The Magen Avraham is a Lashon. You guys think there's us, right? Lizzy Dan, that's us. And then they quote others. Who are the others? The others who say that I can be no Aninus without a Velus. According to them, that there's no Aninus and Yontav Sheni. According to us, there is. Because Aninus Tachod, Va Velus Tachod. That's the Shach says. What did Maril say? There's no Aninus beyond the Sheni because there's no Avelus. So the Maril seems to belong to the group known as the others. So you have a Maril, you have a Smack, and you have, I would forgive me to say it, you have a Shulchan Aruch and a Purim. It's the only way to explain it. How can Purim be different than you can do Malach? The answer is that Purim, he's just going with the sheet, there's no Avelus. Here's the irony. The Mechaber, two sifim early quoted that Avelus does apply to Purim. Rambam disagrees. The Machlokes is Mechaber and Hilchos Purim. But the presumably that sheet about Hilchos Purim is going with the sheet that there's no Avelus for Purim, and there's no Avelus, there's no Aninus. So it seems. So therefore, what we spoke about yesterday, that the Issa Bus of the Yayin might be Avelus related, not Tuli Shemi Yemoshe, which is how it's supposed to start off, and it's a question of what they really back out at the end, it could be that we've passed, and there is an Issa Bus of Yayin which is Avelus related, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah in Tavresh Tamach Aleph, for someone who was through the Bikrish of the Bechurbana for the first time, and it's passed the comparison to Sudam HaSekhas, which Tosus introduces, perhaps. It's interesting. In Hilchos Purim that I asked you to see, the Ramah has something which is worthy of mention. The Ramah in Tuf Reish Tzadi Vav Siv Zayin is trying to somehow be a compromiser. The Ramah is known as a great compromiser, not Henry Clay. The Shach often refers to the Ramah as Mika Chocha Yodea Pesher. He gives him that compliment, or maybe, I don't know, if you're a purist, it's not a compliment, but The Ramah, in any event, makes the following interesting compromise. The Ramah writes, V'chol shekein shechaya b'mikra megillah b'tfila b'krishma v'nira li d'davka b'layla hafal pi shemesa mutal l'fono avol b'yom sherosu l'karvro k'furas meso kodem k'moshen izboer, etc. What's this compromise? The answer is as follows on both sides. There's one issue of this new category of meso mutal l'fono, which we said is a category of the Rabbana, which goes even beyond the Zindarais is also doing the Pata and a Mitzvah. It even asks you to be Mitzvah. So the Ramah says that does not apply in Purim. Because they say this category is Avelus related. Avelus related. That's what he says. That's what he says. But the Zindarais of also doing the Pata and a Mitzvah certainly applies. So by Yom, when you plan to do the Kvura, so you have to take care of the Kvura. So now I come to you with an amazing kasha. I don't know why I saw nobody to ask this kasha. I saw no one to ask this kasha. And if you see someone, let me know. About I, when a machlokas the Rambam and the Ramban, whether Isurei Avelus apply before the Kvura or not. The Rambam says no, and the Ramban says yes. And what did Tosfos and the Rosh say? Were they partners to this machlokas? I said to them, what kind of partners? Who partners? They never got into the ring. Why? Because this slugfest between the Rambam and the Ramban, they both are coming from a certain vantage point. They both are assuming what? Avelis d'oraisa. If Avelis d'oraisa, so our first assumption would be, a muscle rishon, that there should be Avelis from the first moment, that the Ramban said, and the Rambam has a fancy shot or a different shot, why it's not that way. But according to Shita Tosfos Rosh, that Avelis l'chud, v'aninus l'chud, there's nothing to talk about. But they say, Osta Bezeh, Musta Bezeh, Osta Bezeh, Musta Bezeh. Not even a doubt that the Ethereum of Avelis did not begin until after the Kfura. Not because it's some kind of a Kfura. It doesn't start. The Kfura is the Machayim. That's what we explained yesterday. But I have a major problem with this. And I didn't seem to answer the question. There are more already, you saw in Shin Sadi test, if you give them Paskins, that Avelis is in Gansin de Rabbonim. It says it before, it uses those words. Yet, the same Ramah, says in Simon Shin Mem Aleph Sifhei, so I asked you to see, which we just had a reference to briefly. The Mechaber says, everyone look inside. The Lashon of the Mechaber is very tricky. Look in the Lashon of the Mechaber. I don't know how you learned the Mechaber. Very important Sif. Sifhei. Calls man shelo nikvar hameis eino kole mino visando ve'eino chaya batifas arosh ukfiyas hamito avol also leishev olishin agabe mito afilu kfuyi. I ask you a question. What does the Mechaber hold like? Who does he hold like? Does he hold like the Rambam, or does he hold like the Ramban? You take a vote. Does he hold like the Rambam, or like the Ramban?
If you, from the Ramah, it sounds like the Ramban. Correct. The Ramah writes, the Yesh Omrim, the Asr, Berchitza, Vesicha, Vesimcha, Shevashalam, Vetisporos of Amlocha.
When the Ramah writes the Yesh Omer, usually it means he understood the Mechaber to disagree with the Yesh Omer. That means the Ramah understood the Mechaber to be hold like the Rambam, that his Terevahs do not apply. Therefore he says, no, they do apply. There are those who quibble with the Ramah, or say the Ramah never meant this in Machlokes. Because interestingly, the examples that the Shulchan Aruch picked, look what he says, no? Amazing. And a Cholos Medav Asandu, and a Chai Batsiva Sarosh, Ukfiyat Amidah. Guess what we saw these examples before? That is familiar from somewhere. Who quoted three examples? Who? The Ramban. So there are those who say the Mechaber never meant to argue. He held up the Ramban. He didn't say that the other Yisroel don't apply. And the Ramban, yes, Shalom, he misunderstood the Mechaber, or he's just interpreting the Mechaber. Big time, Achlokas Achronim, what the Mechaber really meant. Yeah. Correct. Also, Deshav, Alishan, Agamimita, if you look for it, the direct quote of the Ramban in Torah Sa'adah. Right? Did you look it up? You look it up at the Ramban and Torah Sa'adah? Anyone see it? Okay, it wasn't officially on the Ma'am Akamim, but you know, you expected. Huh? It was? Oh yeah, I forgot. Oh, see that? Leo Dati. Pull out the yellow sheet. Reishit Beis. I don't remember that from. Reishit Beis. Reishit Beis. Eifo. Ukfar Amru. But it says 43. Ukfar Amru, 43, okay? 43. So also Leshev, Afila Gabi Mita Kfuya, Ela Gabi Kaku, Tzarech Leshev. Right? Where does this come from? 43, Bebeis Yosef, Sof Simen Shina Malach Mavoyer, Shem Bekor Bedig Loshen Eva Rabosi, De Perek Yud. Who looked it up? Who looked it up? Who looked it up? You don't look it up. Come on, Roberta. You have to look up every din. Once we're looking things up, oh, before I forget, remember we mentioned yesterday the din, also from Ramban, of course, the din in Patriation Bays as well, I think. Doesn't he mention the... Yeah, sure. Megala Rosh of the Kvoda Rabin. I asked the Kasha, I still have no answer to this Kasha directly. Assuming that Tifa Sarosh is the Oraisa, because I'm assuming it's only a second territory that holds that only something is the Oraisa. But if before that he held it to the Oraisa, since when can he be Megala Rosh and violate the Oraisa, the Kvoda Rabin? Bikum Vasei. Because you're uncovering your head. Huh? Osek the mitzvah. Right, you know, you're right. You weren't here yesterday. Yesterday I tried to change gears and put in kvod shomayt. But it's not going to work. But even that's a little bit difficult because he's not always not also different. He did the kavur already. What mitzvah is the yellow ticket? What? That's a mitzvah. Covered around is a mitzvah. Kitzur, I'm stuck. I have no answer. But one thing I'll tell you, the source of the Tramban is shrouded in mystery.